can the defensive line afford to lose both Solei and Starks?
Solei and Starks. I like that one.
All right.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Go for it.
You know what? I don't think that they can afford to lose them both. I think when you look at Randy Starks and what he can do for your football team, he is the versatile guy. He's the guy that, you know, can play inside, can play outside. And I almost think that he's the guy that you can ill afford to lose. I think Solei is that run stopper, but is he that guy that is a three down, four down player? Is he that guy that you're not going to take out on third down and long to rush the passer? Is he just that, you know, first and second down guy when it's all about the run? When I look at Starks, I see Starks as that guy who is not a great run stopper, but a guy that can definitely rush the passer as well, and that can give us some versatility on the offense, on the defensive line. So I don't think you can afford to lose them both. We have a lot of versatility on our defensive line, and when you look at Audric and all the things that he can do, so you could kind of mismatch, you know, anyone you want, but I definitely like a guy like Randy Starks because of his versatility.
You know, I think this is a tough decision for the Miami Dolphins. I don't necessarily see both of them coming back. I see a scenario where they could both leave the Miami Dolphins. They have some young talent in place here, and Derek Shelby, you know, Audric played outstanding last year. He's only going to get better. And then A.J. Francis, who they got back from the New England Patriots, he showed a lot of promise as well. You get someone in the draft and later rounds who, you know, could just be a big run stopper. If it's going to cost too much to bring both of those guys back or either of those guys back, I do see a scenario where the Miami Dolphins may say goodbye to both of them and go young at that position.
What they can't afford to lose is the leadership in the locker room. They can't afford to lose that. I really truly believe that both of those guys are leaders. And if both of those guys leave via free agency, then you're going to leave a huge void in that locker room. And I really truly believe that you're almost going to have to make a choice in a sense. Now, there's a situation where they can leave, but you know, do you really sign them back? I really think that Solei kind of gave us that hometown discount when he re-signed. You know, because he could have probably fetched a little bit more on the open market. So I think now is his time to really, you know, kind of step up and get paid in a sense. And, you know, Randy Starks.
Coming off his franchise year where he made $11 million?
Yeah, I'm just saying in general. I'm talking about a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let me bring the sanity back to this discussion. They both can come back at a very reduced salary. We can sign either, or they both can go. I mean, that's the state of the NFL. They both want a decent salary. First, certainly,
final
Randy Starks.
For both of them.
Absolutely. They both have been franchise players in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So they've gotten, you know, Randy Starks last year, his franchise number was 8.9 or whatever. Paul Solei's was $11 million. You look at the needs on this team. You look at the young talent. We can spend that money differently. Now, I agree with you. You're going to lose some leadership in that locker room. But remember, this is the same organization that sent Jason Taylor away, Zach Thomas away. It happens to every team, every player in the league. At some point, you've got to move an older player out and bring a younger player in. I think with you got Deion Jordan, you want to get him on the field more. You've got Jared Ogic going to a contract years last year. So you got a guy that can capably play that position, and you can go get a medium price free agent. I think the amount of money it's going to take, or that they are going to want, I don't know if the market's going to be out there for those guys, but the amount of money they're going to want to stay here is not going to be there in the beginning. It may end up they both come back, but it's certainly not going to be anywhere close to the salary they made last year or the last contract.
But there is a market for those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there's a market for those guys.
It's going to be a late market.
It's about having that long-term deal. It's about that comfort that they want. I mean, yeah, nobody wants to be franchised. Yes, it's a one-year deal, but ultimately, that's what you're playing for. You're playing for your future. You're playing for that 4 or 5 year deal, and I think that's what both of these guys want. Now, you have to almost kind of flip a coin and say, okay, which guy is the most valuable to us, and which guy can we ill afford to lose? But with the potential that you may lose them both.
You know, I look at the Miami Dolphins last year and very underwhelming when it comes to defending the run. And I know it starts up front, just like we talk about on the offensive side of the ball when the running game is not going that well. Yes, we could get better at running back position, but I think it starts up front. On the defensive side as well, our linebackers, we didn't get great play out of that, great fill out of that. But you have to wonder if those guys played last year the way they played the previous couple of years with the Miami Dolphins. I really think that this is a call where Dennis Hickey is going to sit there and it's going to be a numbers thing. Both of them are not coming back to the Miami Dolphins. One of them may come back. I think that neither of them are coming back to the Miami Dolphins. I think they're going to go young, just the way I see it.
I mean, if they do, I mean, whatever it is, it's going to be a decision that is well thought through. But I would hate for this Miami Dolphin team to lose that kind of leadership, especially with some of the things that are going on right now. You need the foundation of a young team. You need that veteran mix in those key areas to kind of balance everything out. I mean, is this locker room going to be in for a total culture change? Yeah, I think in certain areas, yeah. But you still need, again, those veterans in those key positions to make sure that you kind of keep order. And to me, I think those guys are valuable with their leadership because they're well-respected in the locker room, but they're well-respected, you know, amongst their teammates. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure those guys wouldn't want to lose them.
I understand where you're coming from, and I agree with what you're saying. I still think that the Miami Dolphins may just go in a different direction when it comes to the whole thing. Good stuff right there, fellas.